RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellas, you remember that exercise we played a couple of weeks back where I posed, is C.J. Stroud still the most important, you know, the piece? The one guy you're like, boy, that's the one guy you can't lose. You don't want to lose, yeah. The one guy, because I feel we felt like it's gotten tighter from us doing that kind of a thought exercise the previous couple of years. And the two names we started to see a lot come through, Clint, were Will Anderson Jr. and Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And we both said we still think it is C.J. Stroud, because the quarterback is and the importance of the quarterback. But I will say, those of you, and I'm sure many of you on the text line or YouTube and Twitch will let me know here soon. Those of you who were rolling with Nico Collins, I'm going to say, Clint, for the past 2 weeks, even though his numbers would not scream it to you, but the past 2 weeks, Clint, I would say those people look really good right now.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
Because even though over the last 2 weeks against the Raiders and this road game against the Chargers, he combined for 7 catches, 116 yards on 13 targets. That's just a small part of the story, right? The fourth quarter against the Raiders 2 weeks ago, not only did he make the big game-sealing catch where he just went and got the ball over two people, the Raiders covered him, he went and did that, but he drew two PI calls late in that game.
Yep.
that won the game. It wasn't really anything anybody else did. He drew those plays and won the game. And then I think, and you watch the film today, and I'm sure you'll talk about it here coming up in the four, but I think you could also say he was a vital part to the first two touchdowns that were thrown. Like, where he was aligned and the attention that he grabbed from the Chargers was a big reason that, what do you say? I mean, hell, throwing an ocean. I mean, these were throwing multiple oceans.
There wasn't nobody on the screen with Higgins.
No. And I think a big part of that was because Nico Collins.
No. You're 100%
right. And these are him not, like, when I tell you 2 games, 7 catches, 116 yards, like, one, again, we don't have to go down this rabbit hole. I'd like to see him catch more than 4 balls. In a game, I'd like to see him get more than 4 targets than he got in the last game. Caught 3 balls on 4 targets in the last game. That's not what I'm getting to, but you can see the importance. Again, fourth quarter, D'Amico brought it up. They wanted to get a throw on second down to get a first down. Bam, they get him for 19. That helps them hold on to the ball. Nico Collins is hugely valuable, and now we're starting to see them use him to get other people wide open. So I still think it's the quarterback, but those of you, I gotta give you a little bit of credit, because Nico Collins, you could say, was the biggest figure on the offense in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, look, it's definitely a conversation. I've got to go with C.J. Stroud, because what I saw C.J. Stroud do against Kansas City, I believe you're gonna have to have your quarterback do that in order to win in the playoffs. I think you're gonna have to have that more than once. And I don't think you win more than one game without it. So the truth is that, you know, CJ having that element to his game, I believe makes him more more valuable. Now, the other side of that coin is, and I think the film this week showed it, is I think there's also a floor to CJ where the communication isn't what it needs to be. There's, you know, not making plays right, not getting guys lined up in the right spot, not being that coach on the field that can do that at this point in time in this offense. I think that's a lower floor. So there is definitely a conversation here. And we've seen Davis Mills, as you mentioned, as you outlined, have tremendous success with Nico Collins. So I think it is a conversation. I would still go with CJ, but yeah, them Nico folks look real good right now.
No, yeah, his effect without having huge numbers is crazy, right? Like you talk about, they flat jumped to take him away to allow wide open receivers to run down the field, and those penalties, I think they're in real trouble against the Raiders if he's not able to draw some of those penalties and finish off the game. So, Nico Collins, the people in the Nico Collins camp, he is moving up the charts. He's closing that gap down with CJ.
Isn't that the wildest thing? And I know this is the proverbial dead horse that we beat, but it's, isn't that crazy that D'Amico literally like alludes to consistently about getting Nico the ball and how big he is in big moments, and then like you said, you go a game where your offense, other than the first couple of throws that were deep, I mean, my man had four targets,
three catches.
I mean, isn't that crazy to y'all as it is to me? Because I feel like I'm the crazy one half the time. I'm like, I mean, he is now, he's still viewed as one of the best in the game. He still gets the love and the respect. So I guess it really doesn't matter. But I mean, he really is a wide receiver that could be used in a Jamar Chase role. I don't think he's as loose and as a big play guy as Jamar Chase.
His volume could be a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I just think that he's a guy that could move around.
How many targets did Chase get in that one game this year?
Oh, hell, I mean, he had double digits by halftime.
It's like 17 or 18 or something crazy like that.
46.
I'd kill for half that.
Yeah, but Tyler, the interesting thing, too, and you know this, but the interesting thing is, like, as you're watching it, it's blatantly obvious to everybody in the room who they're trying to get the ball to. Like, they're moving him all over the place, and like, we've never – Bobby Slowick did it once or twice last year when all the other receivers were hurt. And it's just when your head coach –
Bobby did it more, yeah.
When your head coach is so vocal about got to get the ball to our best player, he's unbelievably clutch, big moments, that's our guy. And then you go – like you would think the follow-up would be, well, then how does your offense let him disappear for two quarters in a game where, like, you got Herbert over there, you need scores – you need some first downs. You need to move. You need to flip the field, kind of deal. Like, how does that happen so often? Yeah.
No, it's wild, boy, to see them be able to finally use him and at least use him in a way to get points.
Yeah.
With other guys. All right, T-Mill's best bets. As we said, we're gonna go a little earlier to Tyler because some time.
Do you have room for
on
me?
These games.
Yeah, I do.
Room for me? Okay. So what you got?
What you got today? Some bowl games. Hopefully you don't have anything on this Independence Bowl.
Yeah, I do not. I didn't bet on the Independence Bowl, but I do have two of the three best bets today are in the Music City Bowl that's going to kick off at about 4:30. That is why we're doing this early today. Those two bets for you, that's going to be the Tennessee Volunteers and the Illinois, I never say it right.
Illini?
Dude, it's like something I've practiced.
Fighting Illini, baby.
Illini.
There you go.
It doesn't want to work in my – I'm not going to say what I was
You could have just
say.
Stayed with Illinois, but I really love you taking that on.
I've practiced it, man. It gives me trouble.
Who is it again?
Tennessee and Illinois are facing off at 4:30 in the Music City Bowl. First bet is the under in that game, and it is a big number. They got the total at 62. I am on under 62 between the Vols and Illinois. Next bet for you, the Vols -3. Sorry, Clint, but I'm taking Tennessee minus the points. And then your last bet, only three today. Not a whole lot going on in the old sports world. But we got another bowl game tonight, and it's the Valero Alamo Bowl. TCU, the Horned Frogs, taking on number 16, USC. And I got the home state squad, TCU. I got +6. in that game against the Trojans this evening. Those are your three best bets.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Plus six. I like that with TCU. I wonder how much USC is into it and how many guys they're going to bring to the table. That Illinois-Tennessee, you know what? I just hate bowl season, man. They're ruining it. I hate this because I'm operating in my mind that these are the teams that we watch play this season. But in my mind, I'm wondering, well, how many guys they got sitting out?
Exactly. That is Illinois has a crap ton.
Because the regular season, Illinois was a pretty good. That would be a pretty good game, but now I don't even know who's playing. So I don't even know if this is the
Tennessee will roll them boys. I like -3. Tennessee -3. T, put me on that.
Thanks, Benjamin bro. Incoming.
They are in Nashville.
Yep, Nashville, a lot of them balls. That damn town will be neon orange. And, I don't.
If they don't get good attendance for that one.
Oh, they'll get some good attendance for sometimes that Nashville music, for the new year?
Sometimes that Music City. I'm just saying, sometimes I've seen that Music City.
Boy, them hillbillies going to come out to holler. Boy, they're going to be all
now,
in
Tennessee's
Nashville,
there, but I've seen it look a little sparse at times.
Lucky for you, Dirty Red, the line has dropped. -2.5.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That means I'm on the wrong side. Or does that mean I'm on the right side? That means I'm on the right side.
I know what you're on the right side of.
When you're with the side of best bets, it's the right side.
The dirt.
The right side of 4 o'clock.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.